Many years ago in another parish, there was a woman that was really active in the parish. But you could just expect that when certain readings were read at Mass, she was going to be upset. You know, some of the obvious ones, Paul's letter when he talks about women being subordinate to their husbands, that was one of them. Another one is when Paul says those who are married should live as they're not married. That bothered her a lot. But also the one, the prodigal son. She always felt that that oldest son somehow got the shaft, because the younger son blew his part of the inheritance. He comes back, and then the father's spending what he has to throw a big party for that youngest son. And this reading also bothered her. It bothered her because she always felt it wasn't quite fair that those who worked only an hour got the same pay as those who worked all day. And I think sometimes some of those readings bother all of us. A good way to begin looking at that is to go to the first reading, where Isaiah says so clearly, so strongly, God's ways are not your ways. Or it's in the first person. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts above your thoughts, and my ways above your ways. State it simply, God does not think like you and I think. The most essential thing for us to grasp is that God is love. And so all that God does is the overflowing of this great love, this perfect love that God is. And God in his love wants to share life. He wants to share his kingdom with each and every one of us. Now, the kingdom of God or the life of God is not something that you and I can earn or deserve. It is totally gift. And if we realize that, no matter how much bad we've done or how much good we've done, God's kingdom, God's life is gift to us. We can do nothing to earn it or receive it. Or deserve it, I should say. We can receive it. We can open our hearts up to it. But it is not something we merit. It is God's gift. Another very important concept is that when you and I think of giving something to another person, we're always dealing with limited commodities. You know, if I have a bag of steaks, if I give a lot to you, I have less to give to you. But it's not that way with God in sharing his life and his love. It's infinite. And so what he gives to someone doesn't diminish what he has to give to someone else. The sharing in God's life, he can give that to everyone without diminishing the life that he has. And so God in his love, God in his generosity and mercy, wishes to share his life and his love with every one of his sons and daughters. It's not something we earn or deserve. It is simply God's love overflows. And he wants to share his life, his goodness with us, not only now, but he wants to share it forever in the kingdom of heaven. Now, you and I can do something, and that is we can reject it. Out of pride, out of selfishness, we can say, "Thank you, God, but no thank you. I don't need what you've got to offer me." We can do that. But we can get so caught up in some distraction that sharing the very gift of God's love and God's life no longer seems very appealing to us. That is the freedom we have. But even if we choose to do that, God's love for us does not diminish. God is always waiting for that time when we will open our hearts to Him. That time when we're ready to receive the gift that He wants to give us. Now, someone might say, well, if God is so merciful, so generous, so kind, why do I have to bother living a good life? Why can't I just enjoy it now and party now, and in the end, God will forgive me? Well, if I really know the love and the mercy of God, then I'm not going to do that. Because love always responds with love. If I know how much God loves me, that is going to begin to touch my heart. And out of gratitude, I am going to strive to love this God in return. That's what He wants from us. He doesn't want our obedience out of fear. He wants our obedience, our respect, our reverence, out of an awareness of the deep love He has for us and the love we want to give in return. We would do well to try to reflect more on the reality of the love that God is and that God has for us. Because the more deeply that touches our life, the more it's going to change us. The more deeply it touches our life, the more love we are going to have to share with others, the greater our capacity to be will be to give ourselves in love and generosity to the people around us.